Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Hamlin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Luke Hamlin. And now, play ball. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. Estilella throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Johnson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Partee reaches second base with a double. McBride goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive towards short. Bush reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butcher moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Bush moves to second. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Hall steals second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Bush reaches second base with a double. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to third. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing right field. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Siebert moves to third. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Busch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Kell moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Busch moves to second. Frank Barrett now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell scores. Busch scores. Hamlin moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Busch hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.